Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, everyone. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel. Today we're taking a look at a case study that might seem a bit outside our usual aerospace focus, but it's actually quite relevant for us.
Oh, really? What's the connection?
It's about how a global fashion brand scaled its fulfillment operations across Asia. The key takeaway here is something we can all apply: the power of clarity in complex operational transformations.
I see, so they needed to streamline their fulfillment processes.
Exactly. They wanted to shift from UK-based fulfillment to a new regional warehouse in Vietnam, but they didn't just jump into logistics. They started with what they call clarity mapping.
What does that mean exactly?
It's a structured approach to define what success looks like, identify risks, and map out dependencies. This helped them create a unified roadmap that everyone could follow.
So they had a clear North Star to guide the whole project.
That's right, and it wasn't just about moving products. It was about making the entire fulfillment process faster, smarter, and more resilient in a complex region like Asia.
How did they achieve that?
By integrating their ERP system with the logistics partners WMS in Vietnam using middleware. This gave them end-to-end visibility from inbound to outbound operations.
That sounds like something we see in aerospace logistics too. Real-time data is crucial for us.
Absolutely. They also implemented standard operating procedures and advanced shipping notices, which reduced warehouse processing times by up to 30%.
Wow, that is so cool. And they had contingency plans for things like customs delays.
Yes, they had manual override processes and tested communication matrices to streamline coordination across teams and time zones.
I see, so they weren't just focused on speed, but also on building resilience into the system.
Exactly. They established a controlled environment warehouse in Vietnam and had air freight flexibility with alternate logistics partners.
That makes sense. Asia is such a diverse region with different regulations and challenges.
Right, and the integration of systems was critical. They did multiple rounds of testing and had fallback options in case of data mismatches or cutover risks.
It sounds like a well-orchestrated plan. Did they hit their go-live on time?
They did. Inbound operations started within 2 months, and they reached business as usual within 3 months, thanks to their thorough testing.
That's impressive. What was the biggest lesson here?
The biggest lesson is that strategic alignment is crucial. All departments had a shared vision of improving speed, cost efficiency, and scalability.
So it wasn't just about ticking off tasks, but about making sure everything aligned with the business goals.
Exactly, and the philosophy was clarity before complexity. They didn't rush into things but designed the operations smartly from the beginning.
I wonder if aerospace companies could take similar approaches when expanding into new markets.
Definitely. Whether it's a fashion brand or an aerospace manufacturer, the principles of clarity, alignment, and structured planning apply.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
The takeaway is that smart operations require real-time data, regional optimization, and seamless system integration. And most importantly, everyone needs to be on the same page from day one.
That's a great summary. Thanks for breaking this down for us, Emma.
Of course, Daniel. And remember, if you're looking to optimize your operations, it's always best to start with clarity before diving into complexity.
Thanks for tuning in to Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We'll be back next week with more updates on the aerospace industry.
Stay tuned and keep innovating.